Welcome to IET Evolve Everyday Earthing and Energy Wisdom. Today is Monday, September 29th, 2025. I am Susan Manowich. Yes, I hope that you had a wonderful Sunday, wonderful weekend. Let's talk about the highlights. We had a bigger M-class flare on early Sunday morning yesterday. It was an M6.4. Haven't seen that in a little while. And now that we've got this bigger M-class flare, it makes me wonder, are there going to be some larger ones on the docket? We shall see. So we've had a total of 22 flares in total in the last 24 hours. And I'm also wondering, I'll talk more about this in the wisdom drop, but if that M-class flare expanded your thinking in some way, like when you woke up yesterday morning, what was going on in your world? Was it energy and creativity moving? Just curious. Let's talk about the activity on the sun. So moderate to high in these last 24 hours with 22 flares. None of these, by the way, have coronal mass ejections that are Earth-facing at this point. So I find that to be interesting also. Just wonder if there's something behind that. Perhaps we're going to get a bigger flare. Perhaps we'll get a CME. We shall see. So in the last 24 hours, two M-class flares, an M3.6 from 4232, and that would have been at last night for those of us in the Eastern time zone. It came in at 1:37 UTC, did create an R1 radio blackout over the Pacific Ocean in Asia. And there was also an M1.0 at 1326 UTC. Also, 4233 had a plethora of Cs, and notable ones were between a C6.5 and a C9.9. So one of those almost made it to another M. Really, 4232 and 4233 led in flare production, while 4236 added a few moderate C-class flares to the mix. Sunspots, 10 numbered regions right now. So we have activity in 4232. It's beta gamma and it grew more complex. 4233 is beta, 4236 is beta, and those are also showing some rapid development. 4230 is beta gamma, 4235 is beta, and both of those showed minor growth yet were quiet. So interesting activity with those sunspots. There's definitely some dynamic activity going on there. And solar wind, well, between 375 to 450 kilometers per second, it went between yesterday in the last 24 hours. And that's because of that coronal hole high-speed stream. It's pretty weak overall from what we have been seeing previously. We're currently at 375 kilometers per second with that BZ fairly southward and has been over these last several hours. The KP is quiet to unsettled between KP 2 to 3 in the last 24 hours. As of last check, we are almost at KP 4, so a bit more in the active range right now. Potential forecasts, quiet to unsettled with a chance of active conditions like we are seeing now, and minor storming from this weak coronal hole we can expect with some of that solar wind. And so really, you know, the bigger story here is the flare productions. It's more interesting than the coronal hole high-speed solar wind that is happening because it's not so high, but it's really those flares are the bigger story. M-class is predicted at 55%. Haven't seen that in a while. And X is at 10%. I haven't seen X at 10%, I think, since late August. And we haven't had an X-class flare in quite some time. Summer, like midsummer was the last time that we saw that in, I think, early July. I don't have the date. Please forgive me, but it was either in late June or July. Schumann last 24 hours, moderate to elevated fluctuations with some intermittent peaks. So no whiteouts or extreme spikes in the last 24 hours. We do have some dynamic ripples, but I want to talk about Saturday for a moment because Saturday, the Schumann was in those white conditions, longstanding, consistent white, and people reported feeling agitated on Saturday, moody, some pain in their body, muscle aches, and dare I say, people felt, I don't want to use the word bitchy, but I'm going to, just a bit bitchy, a bit on the kind of like, you know, just agitated, needed to get it outside. A lot of people verbalizing what they were feeling. It was something that it wasn't so internal. It was, I need to let this out. I need to express this. And by Sunday morning, upon waking up, and considering we had that M-class flare, that larger 6.4 M-class flare, and people noticed that they felt a little bit more stable overall, a little bit better overall. And so hopefully you're feeling a bit more harmonized today. Yes, the solar activity pumped up the field because of those moderate and elevated fluctuations, but it's more manageable. It's on the more manageable side. So I did want to give a note about Saturday because it does seem like there was this this pulsing tension that was happening. And I want to give note to that because it was pretty consistent with what I was seeing and hearing overall. And of course, with the M-class flare on Sunday morning, that seemed to really change up the dynamic. And so whether that was the field deciding to act first, meaning the geomagnetic field acting with the Schumann resonance and the electromagnetic field acting, or it was the M-class flare, we don't entirely know, but certainly something shifted up that energy. And just a reminder is by September 30th, we're going to be changing this format. So if you're a subscriber on Substack, you get the whole download, $10 per year. That's the special I've got going on to get all access to everything. And if you can't afford it, please write to me. Let me know why you like getting these morning reports, how they help you, and I will be happy to give you access. I never want costs to be a reason that if you can't afford it, that you can't help your own self to understand what's going on with the field of energy and how you are doing from a mental health standpoint also. So I'd like to be able to offer that. All right, let's talk about the wisdom drop. Well, these days with the higher level solar activity are always so good to go cosmic, to let your mind go to the cosmos. It's such a great natural connecting point. So of course you are to be grounded in the here and now, yet allow yourself to reach out into the cosmos, to our sun, to our solar system, to our Milky Way galaxy. You know, the ancients believed that the Milky Way galaxy, that the Milky Way was the cosmic highway. Perhaps you want to focus your consciousness there and take a ride. These solar energies, when they come in, they are expansive when they happen. And so this is a bit of a suggestion on a direction that you can potentially go with it if you start to feel some of this energy come in today. And so maybe even just to focus your consciousness there this morning, just in case we do get some of these larger flares today. Please head over to ietevolve.substack.com to ask questions or to comment. You are designed to be attuned to the earth and cosmos. Thank you. We'll see you tomorrow.